Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Real quick traffic note. It's I-65 southbound right there at Hospital Curve. Going to be shut down for the next 2 to 3 hours.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's an accident involving a pedestrian on the highway. So, no good there. 2 to 3 hours. You're going to have to detour off the freeway to get around that. So, just know if you're stuck in traffic, that's why. I-65 southbound there. On 99.7 DJX. All right, a little bit of football action. Big weekend. I think regionally, we can all kind of flex our muscles because the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to the Super Bowl.
Who day?
Right?
Wow.
This is something that hasn't happened since 1988.
Holy cow, seriously?
Yeah, they've only been to the Super Bowl two other times. They've faced the San Francisco 49ers both times. Both times they lost. It looked like it could be another rematch of the 1988-1981 Super Bowl with the Rams versus the 49ers playing in the NFC Championship game. But it wound up, the Rams ended up squeaking out a 20-17 win over the 49ers. So the Super Bowl is set. February 13th, Bengals, Los Angeles Rams facing off there at Los Angeles Rams Stadium, their SoFi Stadium in California. So
yeah, they get the home team advantage.
Yeah, they certainly do. But yeah, little fun matchup of teams, Super Bowl. I was more invested in Cincinnati making the Super Bowl than I thought. Like, I've been at...
Really?
And people always ask me, like, you know, because I'm originally from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, which doesn't really have a professional sports baseball or football team. Mm-hmm. So everybody, usually in Columbus, you either go Cleveland or you go Cincinnati. My professional sports fandom typically went Cincinnati. I like the Reds. I like the Bengals. There hasn't been much to cheer about for many, many years, decades even. So, yeah. So I realized last night as they hit the field goal in overtime to send them to the Super Bowl that I was a little bit more invested than I thought. I like jumped up and I was like, oh my gosh. So,
so now you're on board fully.
Well, I mean,
I was
on board watching them, but I always had that sort of, all right, they're going to let me down. I mean,
right?
You're
just not expecting.
Yeah, I'm just not expecting. So, anyways, that was pretty cool. And then news that Tom Brady's retirement happened, and then maybe not happened, and then maybe he's going to wait another week or so was released over the weekend. And this is, you know, so Ben Roethlisberger. I know there's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fandom here in Louisville as well. He just retired, and so he was having his kind of farewell lap and everything, and then news that Tom Brady was retiring just completely trumped everything.
Yep.
And then it looks like he hasn't exactly decided if he's retiring yet.
But all these reports are saying he has.
Well, so apparently if he doesn't retire until at least Friday, he gets a $15 million bonus. But if he retires before then, he doesn't get it. So,
why in the world would he announce it early then?
No, I'm saying he didn't announce it.
Yeah, I know.
It got leaked. And so he has said, no, I haven't made a decision yet. His agent has said that. His dad has said that.
He'll announce
it,
right?
Saturday.
Until Friday. Yeah,
right.
Saturday.
Exactly. Probably Saturday. But it's like, I feel like someone like Tom Brady would come back and play one more season just despite everybody.
Well, yeah, because he didn't get to the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, he won it almost last year.
Like, even though he's got, what, 7?
Yeah, he does have 7.
Yeah,
so
it does feel like he's just like, well, I would like to retire on a year that I win the Super Bowl. That'd be amazing. Go out on top.
Sure. So, anyways, the news that maybe you heard that he's retiring is a bit premature, as signs point to yes, but it hasn't been officially announced yet. All right.
We shall see.
Look at that. A little sports action for you.
Uh-huh.
Because we are, of course, the sports authority. When you need sports, you turn to Ben Kelly on 99.7 DJX, yes?
Of course.
It's 99.7 DJX. Feel good story. Care Heating and Cooling helps us out with that. Kelly, what do you got?
You might have seen this video of Austin LeMay, Mr. LeMay, as the students there at Tenaya Middle School in California, Fresno, know him. He's going viral on TikTok because he's slaying the jerk. And it got like 10 million likes, over 40 million views.
Oh, wow.
But it's just kind of a way that he is transforming the morale at the school. He says that it kind of went through a time. He went to the school as a student, and now he's a teacher there. And he says it went through a time where there was just this big disconnect between the teachers and students, as teachers and teachers, as students and students, and the community. So now the goal is to make sure students like coming to school. So they have weekly pep rallies and dance parties at lunch on Fridays.
So we've got a really good audio system here that we transport in and out of my classroom every week, and I'm kind of the DJ on Fridays. So I was the one that pressed play when, you know, the jerk came on, because I knew it was kind of becoming a trend on TikTok, and I wanted to show all the kids that I did it a lot better than them.
That's pretty funny.
And he does. I mean, he just looks like the most fun teacher ever. And it's just great that he's kind of turning it around. People, you know, the kids love going to that school now because they just get them all hype and get them excited. You can see the videos and the story they did on him at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Now the Super Bowl is set. Cincinnati Bengals, Los Angeles Rams, February 13th. And the fact that Janet Jackson released her new Lifetime documentary on Friday. The talk about the whole Nipplegate from the 2004, I believe, halftime show.
Was it that long ago? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was 2004 when Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake shared the stage during the Super Bowl halftime show when there was the, quote, wardrobe malfunction that happened. And, you know, Justin kind of took the role of the villain, I guess, in that afterwards. Janet said,
they tried to play it off like it wasn't planned.
Yeah, and Janet says that she advised him not to say anything.
We talked once, and he said, I don't know if I should come out and make a statement and this and that, or say something, and say, have something to say. And I said, listen, I don't want any drama for you. They're aiming all of this at me. So I said, if I were you, I wouldn't say anything.
I mean, they were saying everything from Les Moonves, the president of CBS, had it out for Janet Jackson. And I mean, it still, Justin could have still said something, but
exactly
still chose not to. But anyways,
well, they had to make sure their story was the same, though.
Yeah.
They would have to come up with a united front on if they're going to go with this wardrobe malfunction thing.
Right.
Then what were they trying to do that went bad?
Right. I did not watch the documentary of Janet Jackson.
I haven't seen it yet either, but no. I'm really curious because I'm sure she has like a fascinating life and stories to tell.
Well, that entire family is very interesting. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, setting the bar. Examples of what not to do. All right. Now, if there's one thing that we can take from this story, is that all is not lost for Darlene, okay?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. We're calling it the $43,000 mistake because if you can manage to make it through the day without having a typo, cost you $43,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened?
To Florida we go for this one where Darlene is and was in a huge financial situation. So she was trying to pay off a $430 credit card bill. Typo.
Oh, accidentally.
Yep. Accidentally. Oh, no. Not $4,300. Try $43,000. Ended up kicking her overdraft protection into gear, draining all of her bank accounts.
Oh, my God.
Darlene explaining it right now.
I can't even go to the store. I can't buy milk. I can't pay for my husband's medication. I feel violated. They have our savings. They have all of our money in checking. They have our Social Security checks for this month.
I mean, Darlene was in a world of hurt.
Well, yes, but doesn't this, I mean, this feels like the bill was only $430. So wouldn't the credit card company like credit her back? Like, hey, you paid too much.
So apparently it took over a week to get this sorted out. Finally, thanks to getting a local television station involved,
no way,
she got her money back.
She had to get the TV news involved?
Yeah, so like, you know,
like she
when,
overpaid.
When,
that was not like her bill was only $430. Why in the world did it take a week for them to be like, oh, oops, here, you can have all that back.
Yeah, so, well, maybe the TV news helped expedite it. Who knows? But
it shouldn't take a week, though, and to get local news involved. That's crazy.
I know. So.
Wow.
Florida, Darlene, put the decimal point in the wrong place.
Just take a pause before you hit submit.
I know, right?
Before you confirm that, make sure everything looks good.
Like I said, though, all's not lost for Darlene. It looks like she's got her money back and she's kind of going in the right direction now. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, the $43,000 mistake there.
Oh, thank goodness she didn't spend $43,000 that she doesn't have.
Right, exactly.
You know, on purpose.
That is your setting the bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Over the weekend, my wife and I were, we started watching The Hangover. And, you know, that's that movie with Ed Helms and Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis. From,
how long ago was that?
I mean, it's probably a good 10 years old, 12 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, we were kind of looking for something, and then it was the show that we wanted to watch, the new episode wasn't out yet. And so it was like, all right, well, let's just watch this. And I forgot how hysterical that movie was.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But you know, it's like they're trying to piece together what happened during the bachelor party, including, you know, a hospital stay. And then it just so happens I found this Reddit thread of, and then I woke up in the hospital, like stories of people who, I don't know, you know, something happened. And then all of a sudden they like come to, or they faint.
How did they get here?
Exactly. They faint or they pass out or whatever. And they come to and they're in the hospital. And here are some of the more wild ones. All right. So someone woke up in a hospital after bar hopping on their 21st birthday. Like many, you indulged a little too much.
Sure.
They did too many shots, hit their head after jumping out of a moving taxi.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, taxi should have childproof locks on there.
Yeah. This is wild. Someone was at a pool, then woke up in a hospital and found out that they had actually drowned and were in a coma for 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Wild, right?
Holy cow.
This is all from that Reddit thread I found. Another guy woke up in the hospital and realized he didn't actually pass away in that motorcycle accident he was in. And he was like, oh, it was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, I'm not dead.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, wow.
And then this one. Another Vegas story. A guy drank too much, fell off a horse. The metal statue of a horse outside the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. This horse is huge. You know, those Gallapalooza horses that are around town.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's very similar to that, except it's metal and it's a little bit bigger.
Oh, dang.
And then this is probably my favorite. And then I woke up in the hospital story. Guy was riding his bike, woke up in the hospital. How did this happen?
I was just going on a bike ride.
Yeah. Found out he'd been hit in the head by a flying squirrel.
Oh, that is the most random of things ever.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Somebody see that happen to tell him?
Yeah, obviously.
Because I'm thinking he probably didn't see that coming.
Right. The person who probably
knew what it was if he did.
Called the ambulance, you know, helped him like piece together
that's crazy.
Story. Right. I know. Wild. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So yesterday, the AFC and NFC championship football games were being played. Now the Rams and the Bengals are set for Super Bowl happening on February 13th. Now, I didn't know that they had halftime performances at these games.
I didn't either.
Now, Walker Hayes, you know, he's the dude that sung, "And fancy like Applebee's on late night."
Yeah. Oh, nailed it.
Yeah, he's sung that song. So he performed during the halftime of the Bengals-Chiefs game. So everybody knows this because during the halftime analysis, the different guy, James Brown, Phil Simms, you know, Boomer Esiason, Bill Cowher, you know, they're all up there. They're talking about, you know, the half and the game and, you know, what the teams can expect in the second half and everything. All anybody could hear was Walker Hayes. Someone apparently forgot to, I don't know, cut the feed or whatever, but listen to this.
Opportunity or no other chance. If you play Patrick Mahomes, you bet they're going to hit big plays down.
Patrick Mahomes, stay patient.
I mean, you can barely hear what they're saying because Walker Hayes is in the back.
They're saying.
Yeah.
Keep running the football right now. McKinnon, they control the clock.
It's just and so Twitter just went wild with it and is like, you know, one person wrote, hey, who scheduled a football game in the middle of a Walker Hayes concert?
Uh-huh.
Another one was like, hey, we're getting a halftime show and a halftime show at the same time.
Absolutely.
But Walker Hayes actually posted a clip of it and was like, hey, CBS Sports, thanks for having me. You know? So he was taking it all in stride.
Like, I didn't think I was going to be making an appearance, but I am kind of.
I know. Definitely was making an appearance at the AFC Championship game there.
Oh, man.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're expected to get another kind of crazy winter storm into the area Thursday. Man, that one that hit Friday of last week just kind of came out of nowhere, I feel like.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store, and then I get this alert on the phone saying, road's getting bad. You should probably, like, oh, all right.
And then for the first time ever, a squall. We had a snow squall warning for the first time in Louisville ever.
So, what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. Sounded serious, though. So, anyways, we should be getting another kind of crazy weather system into the area around Thursday.
But aren't we hitting like the 50s before that?
60 tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, welcome to Louisville weather here. All right. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Saw this story. I thought it was pretty amazing. 21-year-old Annabelle Stevens saw this Ring video of an elderly gentleman kind of like struggling up her stairs to deliver her DoorDash order, and her heart kind of broke for him.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, if he was my grandpa, I wouldn't want him to work like that. So she tipped him $30 on her $21 order, but then she just, you know, couldn't stop thinking about it, wanted to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out his name is Kerry. He works two jobs, DoorDash, and is a security guard, so she decided to set up a GoFundMe.
I wanted to help him. It started out very, very slow, but then once the word got out, it just, like, skyrocketed.
Oh.
Yeah, skyrocketed to the tune of, like, over $74,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And the two recently got together and went to dinner together.
Aw.
Just really sweet. You can see their story up on the website, WDJX.com. I love it when stuff like that happens. Man, 74, that I'm hoping he can quit at least one of his jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with $74,000. That's pretty cool.
That's a lot.
I don't know. Like, I feel like my OCD wouldn't have allowed me to tip $30 on a $21 order. I would have had to have tipped $29 just to make it an even 50.
Okay. All right. Well, good. She's not like you. She
I know. I was going to say, good for her. Giving them the extra dollar. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Group therapy. We always dive into your own personal problems every single day. Because you know what? Relationships are tough.
Yes. And therapy is expensive. So just come to us.
That's right. A
bunch of people in the peanut gallery that like to give opinions
and are completely unqualified. So
exactly. No, they may have life experience that could help.
That's right. So group therapy, he knows his best friend has been doing something involving his ex-girlfriend's social media. And he's like, how much do I get involved?
There's like a little bit of bro code at play here.
Yeah, and, it's like his best friend.
Exactly.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, like what's your responsibility and what do you just need to stay out of? That's kind of the gist here with group therapy. And if you've got an issue that you want us to toss out, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's the message we got. I have a question concerning loyalties. One of my very best friends broke up with his girlfriend about 9 months ago. He was really hurt by the breakup. It took him a while to get his life back in order. Mm-hmm. Now he's dating a great new girl. They seem really happy. My problem is this. My friend told me about a week ago that he still knows his ex's Facebook password and will occasionally log on to her account to see what she's up to.
Ooh.
I happen to be friends with his ex on Facebook. Is it my responsibility to tell her that my friend is logging into her account? I told my friend that it was really shady what he was doing, but he doesn't seem to see any harm. Now, I don't want to lose him as a friend, but I would want to know if any ex of mine had access to my Facebook or email account. Do I speak up? His new girlfriend, by the way, has no idea he's doing this.
Oh, wow. And, you know, maybe it started off innocently enough where, like, her account was already logged into, like, his laptop or something.
Right.
And he was just like, oh.
He didn't log out.
Right, right, exactly. But, man, that
is. It sounds like he's doing it, like, multiple
routinely,
times.
Routinely, yeah. And that seems to be a little bit of a violation of privacy there.
A big violation of privacy.
Right.
That's huge.
I mean, outside of just saying, hey, telling the girl.
You might want to change your password.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's just a simple, hey, you might want to change your password sort of thing. I don't know. Like, I would like to hear if you have been in this situation where an ex has had your password and how you found out and then what maybe happened.
Even if somebody told me, hey, you might want to change your password, I'd be like, why?
Right.
Why do I need to change my password?
Right.
And then, you know, then he's going to have to go into it.
502-571-9970. Group therapy. He knows his best friend has been hacking into his ex-girlfriend's Facebook page just to check up. How far does he let this go before he says something? Should he? And that's kind of where we are with group therapy.
A lot of people are chiming in online. Amanda said, you don't have a dog in the fight. Stay out of it. You will be causing drama. His ex should have known to change your passwords after the breakup if he had them.
Mm-hmm.
But then Dina's like, I wish someone had told me my ex was hacking my Facebook. It wasn't until he lost it and deleted 8 years of photographs and swiped it that I had any idea.
Oh, dang.
So tell her she should change her passwords at the very least. From personal experience.
Well, see, Mindy's all like, what's wrong with people today? Don't get involved. Stay out of it. Mind your own business.
Oh, wow.
Girl, as soon as you found out he was stalking her, it was made your business. What happened to good people? Sorry, not sorry. If you're doing something that is, one, immoral, two, shady as heck, probably illegal, you best be able to own it when you get... Oh, wait. I guess she is saying to get involved.
Okay.
The way she wrote it sounded a little bit wild. But anyways, yeah. So a lot of people are just saying, hey, you probably should somehow let the ex know that someone is jumping in on her Facebook page.
Sarah's got a way to do it. She said, I would tell her someone you know had their account hacked and lots of pictures and other things were deleted and info was compromised. Let her know she needs to change the password, that you changed yours as well so this wouldn't happen to you, and just kind of keep it generic like that. Mm. So you don't have to, like, reveal what you know.
So James, he's on the phone. He has a story about finding out something because of jumping in on his girlfriend's Facebook page.
So I was dating a girl. We were like 16, 17, broke things off, got back together, and we was like 20, 21, hanging out all the time. And she always had a guy around that was her cousin. And just the weirdest coincidences kept happening where I would catch on that maybe this isn't her cousin. So we were staying at a friend of ours' house, and we were sharing the same laptop. And I got onto my Facebook, and her account was pulled up. And I guess the news was broken to me by seeing a bunch of mushy, gushy love notes and stuff back and forth from her to her cousin.
Oh. So in the case of our group therapy, would you then say, yes, get involved, tell the ex that her Facebook is being hacked?
I would definitely say so.
Okay. All right. Wow, James. So are you better now? Is everything good now?
Oh, yeah. 29. Things like that are long behind.
All right. That's good to know. All right, James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Could you imagine finding out that way?
Well, yeah. And then Allison is rolling in, too. We kind of have been discounting the current girlfriend in this whole situation. Allison says, new girlfriend definitely needs to know. He's obviously still obsessing over the ex. We didn't even, like, touch on that part of it. We've kind of been concerned about the ex-girlfriend and her Facebook account, but new girlfriend is in the picture too.
Man.
Do we tell her what her boyfriend is doing? Because, yeah, I would be upset about that as well.
Okay, so I think...
So are we telling both the girls?
I think you need to find out a way to tell both.
Okay. I think we got a good idea of how to tell the ex. Just kind of like keep it generic. Like, hey, I know someone that had their, you know, password hacked and you might want to change it. Had lost pictures and stuff like that. You don't want that.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
But how do we approach the new girlfriend? Like, hey.
Well, if he's your friend, then you're going to run into, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think how do you tell his girlfriend, friend's girlfriend, what he's doing without ticking off royally your friend and possibly ruining the friendship?
I don't know if that's where I get involved. I think I may stay out of that.
Okay. So you just tell the ex-girlfriend, the new girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Maybe and if you shut it down, then you won't have to tell her anything.
Right, right. Okay. So I'm thinking I stay out of the... Anyways, we may have said the exact wrong thing that you would suggest. So go ahead and put your opinion up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and let us know what you would do. And yeah, keep us posted on that because that's a tricky one.
So we're landing on tell the ex,
don't tell the current. Right, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, that's group therapy.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So I thought I would put Kelly to the test.
Oh, no.
Coming up here in just about 10 minutes. It is the most searched out Generation Z terms and phrases.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to put Kelly to the test and see how well she knows some of these terms.
Oh, it's probably not going to do very good.
Well, it could be a learning experience for everyone.
All right.
All right, so now. Ran across a list of the most searched Generation Z terms and phrases. And instead of just telling you what they are, I thought I would turn it into a little game.
Oh, great.
See how well Kelly knows them.
It's not going to go well, I feel like.
I think it's going to be a learning experience for a lot of people here.
Okay.
All right. So, most searched Gen Z terms. I think it's funny that, you know, like Google has these people are like, what does this mean? Okay, first one. Pushin' P. I'm going to give I'm going to give you three options of what it could be, all right? You tell me what it is. So, I'll make it a little bit easier for you.
This multiple choice because I'm already like I have no idea.
All right, most searched Gen Z terms. Pushin' P. Is it A? It's used when you have a struggle on the toilet. B, used to reference the person you'd buy your illegal drugs from. Uh-huh. Or C, means you're keeping it real, used with the P emoji.
Okay. Is it the second one?
Used to reference the person you'd buy your illegal drugs from?
Probably.
That is incorrect. No, sorry, Kelly.
Is it literally having trouble on the toilet?
No. No, it's not. It is actually C. It means you're keeping it real using the P emoji as well. You're pushing P. You're keeping it real.
Okay. What? How is P keeping it real?
You're 0 for 1.
I'm real confused. I just thought that the 100 little emoji, like you're keeping it 100. That means you're keeping it real, right?
This is pushing P.
What that was for.
Next one. Okay. All right?
Uh-huh.
You're 0 for 1.
Okay.
Slaps. Most searched Gen Z terms. Slaps. Is it a one-word way of saying you're going to kick someone's butt? Does it mean something that's awesome, often used to describe a song?
Yeah.
Or is it C, a way of saying a guy is, well...
Okay, no. You don't have to finish that. Okay, it's the second one. It's the second one. That song slaps.
Something that's awesome, often used to describe a song. You are correct.
Yes.
All right.
See, we've said that before. We're using it correctly. Yay.
You're 1 for 2.
All right.
All right. Most searched Gen Z terms. Catch these hands. Is that a phrase used to let someone know you want to fight them? Is that B, showing someone approval on social media by using the clap emoji?
Okay.
Or is it a way of saying you are going to take someone's boyfriend or girlfriend from them?
Catch these hands. I think you're clapping. Like, way to go. Yay. Right?
You are incorrect.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
That is a phrase used to let someone know you want to fight them.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm not going to use that then. I'm glad I haven't used that yet. because otherwise I would have.
WTF? Why? WTF? Why the face?
Okay, not Kelly's, doing well. I'm 1-3.
Kelly's on Facebook congratulating her son's basketball team. Wow, catch these hands. Wow, catch these hands, guys.
Why is your mom going to fight us?
I know, right? Just a couple more, okay?
Okay.
Most searched Gen Z terms and phrases. Finna. Is it A contraction of the phrase fixing to, meaning you're getting ready to do something? Is it B, saying something is over or final? Or is it C, a party beverage made with White Claw, vodka, and Skittles?
I kind of want it to be the last one, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think it's like something's finished, right? Lakeisha's like, Kelly needs a lifeline. I know, I do.
Kelly really does need a lifeline. Wait.
Why did we not line me up a lifeline?
You needed someone to tag in. You are dying a miserable death here.
This is awful. But I feel like that's finished, right?
No, you are incorrect. That is
God, seriously?
It is the first one, a contraction of the phrase fixin' to, meaning you're getting ready to do something. Like,
okay.
You know, I'm finna get these shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Oh, wow.
How about we end there?
Really? Okay. Is there more? Because I'm learning so much.
There are more. All right, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
I'll give you one. All right. Again, most searched Gen Z terms and phrases. Kelly right now has only gotten one correct.
Wait, before you saw the meeting, like, how many of these did you get right?
I don't think I was much better.
Okay.
I'm a little, like, a lot of it is used on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter a lot more than you are, so... So I have recognized and I could have figured out more of this. But last one for Kelly. Drip. Does it refer to A, someone who is really stupid? B, used to describe nice clothes, outfit, or jewelry? Or C, a subtle way of saying a person has a disease? They've got the drip.
That is not in my mind, any of them. I thought I had kind of an idea going into it. Like, I'm going to drip some knowledge on you.
Like
I'm going to, it's a slow reveal. Nope, that's not it at all. Okay,
no.
I don't. Oh, God.
It's a slow reveal. Okay, sorry. Kelly, D, a slow reveal.
I'm going with D.
Okay, all right. She's going with the one that wasn't even on there to begin with. That is surprisingly incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Drip.
What's it mean?
Is used to describe nice clothes, outfit, or jewelry.
Oh, nice drip.
Yeah.
Okay, so if someone tells me nice drip, then I'll know that's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Yeah. That's so much learning.
All right. Congratulations, Kelly.
Don't congratulate me on that. It didn't go well. I got one right.
You got one right. Most searched Gen Z terms and phrases.
Oh,
it was a learning experience for everyone involved, right?
It is. How many people learned right along with me? Raise your hands.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Man, I didn't realize how well Spider-Man No Way Home was doing in theaters. It's 99.7 DJX.
Yeah,
number one again for the sixth or seventh week there in theaters, and it is on track. It could beat Avatar as like the biggest, highest grossing film domestically. You know, obviously Avatar, that set that record back in 2009, 2010. So
yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
My gosh.
It's a masterpiece, I'm telling you. And I know you can't fully appreciate why it's a masterpiece, Ben Davis.
So
only really the people who have seen all of the Spider-Man movies
with
all of the actors playing Spider-Man can fully, fully, fully appreciate it.
So I would have to go back and watch some of the Spider-Man movies.
Yes. To fully appreciate it.
Okay.
Now, you don't necessarily need to have seen all that to be entertained,
mm-hmm.
but to fully appreciate the genius of it, you need to see them all.
Sounds like a lot of work, if you ask me.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it's set to break some records there. Already passed $1 billion if you add in overseas and all that stuff. So
because it's a masterpiece.
Okay. All right. Hey, coming up next... she's writing us and saying, I need you to tell me if my level of internal freak out is justified or not.
Oh, boy.
Man,
Okay. Or, and then we might possibly amp it up.
I mean, hopefully not. Like, hopefully not. Like, hopefully we help, like, put her at ease or whatever.
Yeah.
What should be as simple as just a pin to get into a phone, you know? Like that little security code that you enter to get in your phone. How is that the cause of so much stress and anxiety? Well, we'll find out with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, you want to tackle this one?
Yep. The message says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need you to tell me if my level of internal freakout is justified or not. My husband and I have been married for 2 years, have been together for four. The last time we both got new phones, right after we got married, we shared our unlock pin with each other, you know, for convenience.
Okay.
Well, recently we were in the car and he was driving. I had left my phone at home, so I grabbed his to look something up and couldn't get in. And he said, sorry, something happened at work. I had to change my passcode. Then grabbed his phone from me and entered his pin.
Mm.
I kind of blew it off then in the moment, but since then his phone has been sitting on the counter and I've grabbed it to look something up and he'll graciously take it from me and offer to look it up for me.
Hmm.
I've asked him to just let me have his pin, but each time he'll say something like, it's no big deal, and he'll get into his phone without telling me the pin.
Hmm.
Now, I know this kind of seems silly, but I'm really starting to get freaked out by it.
Hmm.
I guess what's bothering me is that we used to have this level of trust, and now he's kind of like locked me out.
Ah.
So now I'm worried he's hiding something from me. I pressed him a little on what happened at work that caused this, and he told me not to worry about it, that it was a security thing his manager told everyone to do.
Okay.
So how would you approach this? Because apparently just asking him for his pin isn't working.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
That is weird. Like, they had no problem
before,
you know, telling, you know, the pin to each other. And now he is consistently on several occasions now just put his pin in without telling her what it is.
Yeah. Just kind of avoided the whole thing by just brushing it off and going, oh, no, no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, no, I got it. I'll get that.
I wonder if that thing at work happens to be a female at work.
Uh-oh.
Or coworker or something. Because that's immediately what my head goes to, is there's something at work that he is wanting to hide. I don't know. That's so weird.
We just leaped into, he's cheating with a coworker.
I know, didn't we? And what was her first sentence? I need you to tell me if my level of internal freakout is justified.
I don't think that's going to help her freakout level.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Poured gasoline on the fire a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how we approach this with, I don't know, what would you do? Like, because
I don't know. I agree that it's weird. Like, I understand why she is kind of a little upset about this, because it does seem like things have changed with their level of comfort with each other, at least his level of comfort with her.
Yeah, and even though nothing on the surface has changed.
Right.
Interesting.
But now he's just being weird with the pin.
All right. If you've got some advice, because clearly Kelly and I are not helping the matter at all.
We just jumped in cheating with a coworker.
Obviously, some bimbo at work is...
Obviously.
Is that's sending what's happening. Messages. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970 with group therapy. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. She's wanting us to justify whether or not her internal freak out is legit.
And I don't think we're helping.
I don't think we are either. It's okay. So it all is just stemming from a pin, a simple pin, a passcode on a phone that her husband has that has changed and he won't let her in. Just kind of brushes it off every time.
Yeah. The main issue here is that he was really free with giving her the pin at the beginning of the marriage.
Yeah.
And now he is not. So on multiple occasions, she's kind of asked to see his phone for whatever reason, and he insists on being the one to put the pin in, not tell her what it is. So what has changed?
Now, I know that this has happened to me before, where I've, you know, grabbed my wife's phone and the pin has changed. And I'm like, oh, hey, you know, need your pin. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's this. The reason she did is because... my daughter was actually getting into the phone and downloading apps that she shouldn't and all that stuff. So,
it was
all right, we needed to, you know, change that up. So,
right. And that's a simple conversation.
But that is.
But this is not a simple conversation. She's repeatedly asked for it and he's just kind of blown her off every single time, not telling her what the PIN is, but in just giving, putting it in himself.
Now, Anne, what's your thought?
Hi, I just wanted to comment on that guy not giving his PIN number to his wife. He's cheating.
You think you're going right to cheating?
He's cheating. Oh. And tell her to follow her gut.
Ah, man, it's just a PIN. It's just access to a phone. And
cheating. He's hiding stuff. He's cheating.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So it sounds like you've had some experience with this.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. All right. All right, Anne, thank you so much for the phone call.
All right, have a good one.
All right, man,
she's on board with our first theory that, well, we went as far as to say he's cheating with a coworker.
Coworker, right? I mean, because it almost sounds like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, it's something happened at work and I had to change my passcode. Yeah, that something or someone happened at work and started sending messages and now you're like wanting to keep it away from him or away from her.
Yeah, so Vicky is agreeing, like, look, you can go into detective mode. You can go into the account and see who he's texting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And then Jenna's like, you can just yell, what you hiding, bro?
Right. Sarah says, you know, definitely a red flag. This happened to me, and it was the first sign of many. Talk to him about it calmly and honestly. And I think that's the key is, like, hey, just tell him, like, this is bothering me. Not being able to get into your phone, it seems like it should be nothing, but it's bothering me. And
oh, wow.
And I talked to the Ben and Kelly show, and they said that you could be cheating. So,
listen, we laugh and giggle because we're just making all sorts of like assumptions. But I mean, this is I understand why she's totally upset about this. This does feel like something secretive is going on because he's acting so different with something that he was very open about before.
Yeah.
She has asked him multiple times for the PIN. He's kind of blown it off. But I don't know if she's like directly said, hey, I've noticed something and it's kind of making me a little worried, and just confront him about it. Just say, listen, why are you being different?
Now, Kim says, maybe this is the optimist in me, but are we sure he's not planning a special surprise for her, like a birthday or anniversary or Valentine's Day?
Oh, I like that. That could be it.
Okay.
That could be it.
So if Valentine's Day comes and goes and nothing
amazing happens.
Yeah. Then maybe that conversation. I mean, I don't know how you go another 2 weeks without having that conversation. Like I'm having it today. If it's
you're
me.
Having it today.
I mean, if
should
it's me,
just,
yeah.
Should we call him for her?
I know what we'll do. We'll offer to send roses to a certain person and
so
see what
cliche.
He says. Yeah. All right. That's
so
what we'll do.
Cliche.
Hey. All right. So let us know how it all works out. We hope it is just maybe he's planning a surprise. But yes, definite red flags. And
yes, we know why you're upset. We agree. We'd probably be upset and wondering what's going on if we were in your shoes.
Yep.
So all trust your gut.
Yeah, keep us posted. 99.7.
When it became a possibility.
DJX. Well, you know, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and my, you know, when you grow up there, your either professional sports team is Cleveland or it's Cincinnati. Neither team has really ever done much. I always led to Cincinnati and was like a Reds fan and a Bengals fan. Not huge, but, you know, I followed them.
Okay.
So I didn't realize I was that invested in them winning the AFC championship until I was watching the game yesterday going, oh my God, they're actually doing it. And then finally, when the kick in overtime...
The kick is up. Yeah. It is good.
I like jump up and I'm like, yeah. And my wife kind of looks over at me and I was like, I guess I was a little bit more invested than I thought. So,
he's
yeah.
Like, wow, you're excited.
I know. Beating the Chiefs there. So it is the Bengals versus the Rams, Super Bowl 56, February 13th. And it was kind of a funny moment from yesterday. The AFC Championship game, Walker Hayes. You remember Walker Hayes, right?
Uh-huh. Fans are like Applebee's and they not.
Yes, that song, one. Right. So all the analysts are doing their halftime breakdown, their report of what happened, right?
Uh-huh.
But you can barely hear them. Why? Because Walker Hayes is blaring on the field.
Opportunity or no other chance. If you play Patrick Mahomes, you bet they're going to hit big plays down.
Bottom line, Patrick Mahomes, stay patient. Keep burning the football right now.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't even understand what they're saying.
Nope, no idea what they're saying.
I mean, Twitter was having a field day with this.
Of course.
That dominates the intermediate area.
And Walker Hayes actually posted a clip of it and, you know, kind of stayed neutral, stayed safe, was like, hey, CBS Sports, thanks for having me.
Going to win. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they are nickel and diamond their way down the field.
I mean, kind of wild. So, anyways.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
Somebody working the sound just made an oopsie.
I guess so. I guess so. So, yeah, that was kind of exciting. Some action there in sports yesterday.
Decided to do something about it. And
99.7 DJX. And if there was a word to describe the two group therapies that we had this morning, it would be password.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It had a lot to do with all that. I mean, you know, the first one was he figured out that his friend was hacking into his ex's Facebook account, which that's wrong.
Right.
Wondered what to do with that. And then the second one had to deal with a wife not having her husband's PIN to unlock his phone anymore when they used to be really freely sharing that at the beginning of the marriage. So why the change with him no longer wanting her to know what that is?
Yeah, and a lot of people were kind of pointing red flags saying that's kind of a red flag. And there are several people that just went right to cheating, which, I mean, we're guilty of too. So
or maybe planning a special surprise for Valentine's Day or a birthday.
Yes.
Or anniversary. Now, there was another suggestion said, you know what? He's not hiding anything because he's still giving her his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's unlocking it for her, but he's still handing it over so she can just start sifting through it if she wanted to. So he thinks that that's the reason why there's still nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide, yeah.
Okay. No explanation as to why he just won't tell her what the PIN is.
Right, exactly. Just do that.
But, yeah.
All right, so yeah, if you missed anything, you want to catch up, WDJX.com, click listen. You can listen to audio on demand right there whenever you want. The segments, the entire show, all that posted for you.